This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the UN's big global climate summit got going in Dubai today, there was a parallel, actually sort of related meeting happening, dominated by Dubai's mega oil-producing neighbor, Saudi Arabia. OPEC Plus, that's the big Gulf, Middle East, and African oil producers, along with Russia, Malaysia, and Mexico, held a virtual meeting to try to set production levels for next year. Try being the operative word there. Reports from the meeting are that the production cuts on the table could amount to 2 million barrels a day less global crude supply in early 2024. You would think news like that would drive oil futures higher, and it did today for a while, and then it didn't anymore. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what might be going on and what that might mean for everybody else.
OPEC Plus members are promising a pullback of as much as 2 million barrels a day, at least half of that from the Saudis. That would put a significant dent in global oil supply, says Columbia Business School climate economist Gernot Wagner.
This is the Saudis throwing their weight around to basically say, while you over there in Dubai might be talking climate, look at us over here, more important to global energy markets.
Although so far, the impact hasn't amounted to much. Today, Brent crude was trading well below the Saudis' target price.
The market is just saying, well, I don't really think that your cut will be as impactful as needed to be able to preserve these prices.
Alina Rybakova is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
We have historically had this problem where Saudi would take the lead on the cuts and then others would be much more iffy or much less committed to the cuts.
Meanwhile, cutting global oil supply may be getting less effective at raising oil prices, says Gernot Wagner. That's because oil demand is faltering as renewable energy replaces fossil fuels all over the world.
China's oil demand is peaking much faster than anticipated because of this amazing increase in EVs, putting a downward pressure on oil prices.
Also, while the Saudis, Russians, and others are pulling back, Andrew Gross at AAA says,
here in the U.S., we're pumping record amounts of oil.
AAA reports the average price of a gallon of gas was $3.24 today, down from this year's peak of $3.88 back in September. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.